Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 50 for Friday, April 3rd, 2015.
Broadcasting from the mid-centurion stronghold anchored firmly in River West, Wisconsin, it is ye olde weekly dose of Pafat. May I present your jesters of the evening, Sven and Gomez.
Hola, amigos.
Is this whole show just one big April Fool's joke?
Pity the fool.
Listen to this radio show without a beer in their hand.
And we're joined in the studio today by Mr. J.K. Liven.
Surly offers steel bikes that riders make their own. Ride a Surly and express your individualism. You can choose your personal cycling canvas at surlybikes.com.
So, JK, what is happening on the show this week?
All right, this week's show. Our beards are thinning, most of ours. Plus, we've got beer and chocolate. Our special guest might be Tim Krueger. We announce the Ice Beard winners, Weekly Dose of Fat involving beach rides, links from every corner of the globe, and if someone calls, we'll probably talk to them and give them some kind of prize. That number is 818-918-2453.
For the beer portion of this here thing, courtesy of our pal Uncle Dick, we've got Central Waters Bourbon Barrel Cherry Stout, which is part of their Brewer's Reserve Barrel Aged Collection. And that is a mouthful.
What's that name again?
Yeah. Plus we got chocolate with it. So it's an American Double Imperial Stout. That'll sit you down with a massive 10% ABV.
Oh, it does always.
Well, it's only a 4-pack, so, you know, I don't think we can do too much damage. The Fluffer beer was just a light Miller High Life for me. But it also gets a very good 85 on the old beer advocacy score. And
that's interesting.
I think you're going to like this.
It's like a bittery.
I'm going to go ahead and get the chocolate too, because Uncle Dick likes to pair his beer with another flavor. He brought, what were those little oranges the last time he had a beer?
Yeah, the cuties.
Cuties. And this time he brought chocolate. There's either Hershey's Special Dark.
Or just a straight up G.I. Joe Hershey's Milk Chocolate.
Okay. How you go, Joe? I love you very much, Joe. I'm having a problem with this rapper here. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a problem with the rapper.
Yes, I dropped my unusually large...
Oh. I thought I was going to start rapping there for a second.
So I'm going for the milk chocolate because can't get sweet enough.
Oh, that's got some sweetness. I'm definitely a hint of cherry. Mmm.
Boy, Uncle Dick. I didn't get cherry off the beer at all.
No?
I got a sour flavor. And then...
The chocolate's good with the beer. Mm-hmm. Good job, Uncle Dick. Maybe it's even better when the chocolate lingers in your mouth for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the melty chocolate in your mouth and then drink beer through the melty chocolate.
Yeah, and then hit it with that old...
That's
good.
Freaking killer.
I don't know if I'd drink it all the time. It's kind of almost like a dessert.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like an aperitif or whatever the hell they call them. When is that? Is that before or after?
After.
Okay.
You really want to freak out your friends at a fat bike ride? Just like meet your friend for an after work ride and bring this 4-pack of beer and share some chocolate with them. Sitting on the tailgate of your pickup truck while the sun sets.
What a lovely sunset.
It's not too metrosexual at all.
Discuss.
I drank wine with Gomez on the beach. At least there was sparkling grapefruit juice or something.
Oh, yeah, with Tammy.
With Tammy, yeah. Yeah, that was the one and only time I ever saw her on a beach ride.
Back in the dark ages.
Of fat biking.
No, she was on the beach ride where we almost all got arrested, man.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Now we're in the true renaissance.
of fat biking. No?
Right?
Yeah, we.
So I the chocolate beer thing's working for me. Again, I think it's kind of like a dessert. I don't think I'd drink it all night this way. I'd go nuts.
Did you know that the Aztecs used chocolate to cure fibromyalgia?
I did not know that.
You know, you say it convincingly enough.
Do you think if
everyone will buy it?
Do you think if folks went to UncleDicksBikeShop.com, they might learn the answer to that very question?
Well, that's the wacky beer.
The wacky beer segment portion. Segment.
Let's just shift gears slightly, or like alphabetically, just
brap.
Exactly. Let's talk about JK going under the. Did you use a trimmer? Did you?
Yes. Yeah. One of those old,
like poodle shearing.
Yeah.
Ones.
Yeah. I have like a 19.
Was it like a gas powered one?
Or? Feels like it. It's like a 1960s Sears, like with the Sears logo that was like still in cursive.
Well, that's back when they made high horsepower motors.
Yeah, and I've bought other ones that just don't work. You know, this is when you just clear it out and
I'm clear cutting my face over here.
Yeah. You could totally
so
be
my cheeks are showing again. My delightful dimples.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I know.
Yeah, I think it's like so kung fu looking, man.
Yeah, it does have the Fu Manchu esque.
It's kind of the direction I'm aiming for.
So now
as I stare at it, it just. In different lights.
Well, get rid of the mustache and see what it looks like, or the center of it, or something.
Oh yeah, that'll.
Yeah, and
work in progress.
And then you can just twist them all the time.
You have no idea. It's constant.
My face
is a playground.
In the heat of summer, I think there's definitely a place for the mustacheless Amish kind of beard thing.
Yep, I think so too. Because that's my biggest pain point is my mustache. It's in my mouth all the time. I don't do the like shelf cut off thing.
Well, I end up with a like, sunburn, windburn nonsense 12 months a year.
Right. So,
as long as I have something facially barrier between me and
out there.
Because otherwise, I just look like I just rolled through like a poison ivy patch on my face. That's not a very appealing look for anyone involved.
Well, Gomez is looking pretty aerodynamic over there with his beard.
That's like the funniest thing. If you guys could see what he's looking at, just like, not really that aerodynamic at all.
But well, relative.
Relative to what it was before.
But you want to see me go fast, drive me out of an airplane.
There you go.
There you go.
And Sven's lost the Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers silhouette. You had that. It was like her hair was like in the silhouette
of your beard. Maybe I should go back for that.
It was.
I had watched that show.
I referenced it to a couple of people. They're like, oh shit, yeah, I see that.
Well, I have to admit, it's been a while since I watched that show. I'd have to go back and watch it, but that's a thanks for that.
That's what I'm here for. This week's Beards and Beer segment was sponsored by the aforementioned Uncle Dick and his trusty bead slip. By the way, old Richard is working on a new product for all you nipple twisters out there.
Oh, yeah.
Check out more at UncleDickSpikeShop.com.
And learn the answer to the burning question, is fibromyalgia even real?
Fibromyalgia. And spoke prep. And gooch butter. All these things after the break.
And the thing is...
I got loud there, didn't I? Yeah.
Not too bad. The thing is, the fact that he brought us this beer and chocolate in no way means we're giving him preferential treatment.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody else make a bead slip out there, you just bring it by. We'll sling some bead slip.
Yeah. Well, we're sellouts, easily. But thanks again, Richard. Very nice of you.
Yes, indeed. Richard, big, long, lingering man hug. With chocolate.
To the point of almost uncomfortable.
With chocolate.
Yeah. I'll smell his hair.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio. Radio.
Hi, this is Sonia Looney from Fat Bike. When I daydream, I dream of long rides on powder and the weekly dose of fat with Sven and Gomez.
Hey, welcome to the radio program. Tim Kruger. Now, Tim has been the product developer for Salsa Cycles through all of their fat bike products for the last 6 years.
Yeah, it's a long time for those guys.
Yeah, and is now an independent product developer for several companies in the fat bike market, and is fresh back from his trip to the Taipei bike show, and he's going to share a little bit about what he saw in the
trends in the industry,
right? And maybe talk about where he thinks fat bikes are going.
That would be awesome, because guess what? We didn't get to Taipei this year.
So live from Moab, Utah, where he just got off the trail. It's probably a big, sweaty mess. Mr. Tim Krueger, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So talk to us about Taipei, man.
Yeah, well, I think definitely it's one thing to see that fat bikes are becoming a major thing. I think we started to see that last year. The Taipei show is a really good space for kind of seeing what the general movement of the industry is, because the small the manufacturers overseas that don't necessarily have their own brand, they're working with the big brand names, and they're understanding where they're going, and then as well they're kind of making their own side products, right? And mm-hmm. trying to issue it under different labels and stuff like that. So when you see these manufacturers kind of have what's called open mold or open model product available, you kind of know the industry's definitely headed that way, and it's picking up traction. And so last year we saw a lot of fat bikes. Just generally, fat bikes are becoming open model products. This year we're seeing the segmentation of fat, which is what's exciting to me, because it kind of follows the same trajectory that the 29er wheel did, in that, first thing we had a 29er, and it was a hardtail, and it was pretty cool, and same thing with a fat bike, right? And then we had a 29er with a front suspension fork, and that was even cooler, and kind of then we got there with fat bikes as well. And, now today we have, 29ers, the whole spectrum of product, and I think that's where fat biking is going, right? So we're seeing lots and lots of tire choices, all the way from 3-inch to 5.0-inch, and true 5-inch now.
Covering our range here at fatbike.com. Right. 3 to 5, that's what we should be calling the site
that's
now.
That's the sentence that the county judge gave me, 3 to 5. 3 to 5 inches, Gomez. That's what you can report about.
That's all you can actually tell anybody about.
Yeah.
The other 3 to 5 are reserved for your own personal use, man.
I cut them
off. And that's what's exciting me, is these 3-inch tires. I've been riding a bunch of the bikes. Some of the development I'm doing, and actually the test riding I was just doing today, is on some 3-inch tired product. And I think you're going to start to see segmentation happen in the fat bike thing, just like we saw with other things, other bikes that came about. So suspension and kind of the summer fat thing, I think, is actually going to come back to like 3-inch tires, because the 4-inch tire thing is cool. It works really well off road. It's not perfect for dirt. It's a little bit big. So the 3-inch tire, I think, is really where you're going to end up for the guys who want to ride in the summer, right?
Just kind of a quick question or observation, because you're around a bunch of areas. Is it like the 3-inch tire is going to be good pretty much, nationwide on trails? Are there like regional differences in the makeup of a trail that would make you lean more towards the fat or more towards the 3 side of things?
Yeah, I think you could see that. As all the bikes that I have in my stable now, I would pretty much pick a 4 or 5-inch tire for a beach ride, for snow riding, obviously that. But for trail riding now, the 3-inch tire for me, it crowns nicely, it rolls nicely, has a good mix of weight and traction. And that's what we rode a Masa back today, we rode the White Rim over the past 3 days, and there's lots of sandy sections, and also lots of rock, so you kind of want to not get caught in the cracks in the rock. You want to float over the sand. You want some cornering traction. It was really giving all that, and then the bike goes riding was 27 pounds, so it's pretty darn light.
So what do you think of then the, okay, so 3 inches is great on trails. I kind of get that. I've been trying it myself. What about 26 B plus or 29er size like rims?
Yeah, and that's where kind of coming back to the idea of what we saw at the Taipei shows, we're going to see all of that.
Choice is good.
It's going to be like a, it's probably going to be another year or two before it settles down, but there was 26, 27, 5, and 29 rims in 50 millimeter, 60 millimeter. There's, you know, tires all the way 3, 3.25, 3.5, 3.8. There was even a rumor from one of the big manufacturers that makes a lot of wheel parts for one of the largest brands that there's a 27.5 by 3.8 coming out. I don't know. You know, all they said is they were making it.
I like that idea.
Somebody
The full blend and spectrum of how fat bikes are going to influence the mountain bike of tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure it's still a fad, though. What do you think, Tim? After being at Taipei and seeing all the people displaying their wares, do you think fat biking is a fad?
Well, it's most definitely a fad. You know, it's a fad that's definitely getting a whole bunch of riders stoked and a whole bunch of people out on bikes. And so, you know, that's obviously a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hate
except for the beer part. That's not bad, it's also not a fad. So.
I can't wait. For the last couple of years, I've ridden what you're talking. I've ridden a 29 plus Krampus in the summer, and I've ridden a fat bike in the winter, except for those summer sand rides. So I think that this movement is really good. And what I really look forward to riding is B plus, where you don't ride, where you don't get that extra
height,
bit of height, and raise your center of gravity. Sorry, I'm talking with my hands through the radio. I look forward to riding one of those bikes, and it seems that that's going to be the platform for the dually bikes.
Yeah, definitely. That's our B plus. Remember how we made that up?
That's exactly right. Seeing those, and that's what I was riding today was a 27.5 plus bike with the Panaracer 3-inch wide tire.
Fappy Nimble.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad tire. I like it in a fat bike tire.
It's a good tire. They say it's 3.5, but it actually measures 3.0, so it fits really nicely in these B plus bikes. And that's what I really like is when you look at the idea of the 26x4 and the 27.5x3, and then even 29x2.2, all of those are extremely close to each other in the overall height of the tire. Mm-hmm. So you can the bikes are going to ride similarly, and you can even conceivably use one frame design to fit 26x4 and build wheel sets in the other sizes to fit in, and have a lot of choice as to how you want to ride your bike, where you want to ride your bike. Right? So
sure.
That's a pretty cool thing that's coming, and I think there's going to be a lot of companies that are trying to maybe fill in the middle there or make the bike flexible to do maybe two of those options, and that's going to be really cool for a lot of riders because maybe a rider might say, "Ride a new 29er." In the future, they might want to try B plus. There's probably going to be a lot of product this year on the market that is going to be sold either as B plus or 29er and can take the other one as well.
Sure. So.
Right on.
Yeah, killer.
With your career moving forward, what is your new role basically going to involve? You're still in the fat bike space.
He can't talk about it right now.
I have four clients in the bike industry that I'm helping them grow their business. They're all related to fat bikes or B plus bikes or mid fat bikes of some sort. I think fat bikes definitely have a special set of needs in designing them, and obviously I'm aware of those needs, so that helps. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. What I'm trying to do is help these small companies reach their goals, right? So there's a lot of small companies out there that I think they're the innovators in the industry. They know, they kind of see the next thing because that's how they're riding and that's what they're doing, and they just maybe don't have the knowledge of how to get the products made. And that's where I'm stepping in and really helping them take their vision from a concept to a sellable product.
I think you should have like 100 clients tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's your phone number if somebody wanted to give you a call? Or do you have a website yet that's kind of explaining what your role?
Do you have a pimp yet, Tim?
Yeah. Who's gonna whore you out, man?
I don't have. I'm actually got plenty of work already. Just word of mouth. So.
Very good. Well, obviously you're a talented guy. Yeah. We've ridden a bunch of your products and certainly appreciate the contribution you've made to fat biking for sure.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I hope to keep doing that. I think definitely you're gonna see some more major products from me in the next year. So I'll definitely keep you guys at fatbike.com apprised of them, because there's some pretty exciting things. I think there's a few of them that the industry hasn't even thought of yet. So that's pretty exciting to me to help these small innovators get that stuff on the market.
Well, you know, any Wednesday night you want to call in and just kind of like let something slip, we're always here at 818-918-2453.
You bet. Well, I think the big thing is the first major thing is that Sea Otter. So
Who's going to Sea
I'll
Otter?
I'll be able to talk to you guys then.
Yeah, we'll
be
out there.
We're going to Sea Otter.
Well, to our listeners, that's Tim Kruger. You heard him first.
Did they hear that we're going to Sea Otter too?
Radio. And you're going to be hearing big things from Tim. You already probably have ridden some of the product that Tim helped develop.
You bet.
And that's what we try and do, is bring you the new stars of the industry. Before you know about them, we have them on the program.
We beg them to be on the show.
Exactly.
Right, thanks, Tim.
Thanks for being on the show, Tim. You rock, man.
Cool, guys. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And I hope to talk to you soon as we get some more cool stuff out there.
You bet.
Killer, dude. Have fun out in Moab.
Have a good one.
Peace.
I will.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
Up in the great white north, they make bikes for every trail and every season. RSD guarantees you'll have a smoking good time carving lines with their fatty mare. Next season, the big guy gets new builds with an optional Bluto fork up front, 1x11 setups, and new colors too. The most playful fatty on the market still clocks in under 30 pounds for less than 2 grand. Or talk to your RSD bike dealer about any of the trick new options. And always keep the rubber side down.
This is your weekly dose of fat.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program.
Now here's Sven with the weekly dose of fat.
Yeah, I'll start off the weekly dose of fat for sure.
So fat in here.
Yeah. So I guess first off, we talked about this Ice Beard contest for last month. Today we award the prizes. And I don't know, we had a lot of entries. It was fairly low barrier to entry. Have hair on your face or simulate said hair and get it frozen. And we got a bunch of people, and three lucky folk have won stuffsises. Why don't you let us know what's up there, JK?
Third place goes to Jeff from up there Alaska way. Jeff works at Beaver Sports and will be getting a Vibe Cycles flask and flask holder for his ride.
Nice.
Hey, second place goes to my buddy Jordan Blackson. So we can't, there's no hanky-panky here. Sven doesn't even know Jordan.
I did not make the connection that, but that's, you know, we know everybody in the fat biking community, so really.
Yeah, Jordan's.
No.
Jordan's been on TV talking about Global Fat Bike Day up there in Anchorage. So.
Right on.
Hey, not only because he has a killer ice beard, but because he was sporting a drunk cyclist jersey, did Sven make the choice that Jordan wins a pair of Surly Marge Light rims in the, I think that we can call it, you know, brown. Limited edition bronze anodized.
Brown.
It would be a nice color eyeshadow.
Yeah, I can see that on like a very glamorous model with a little bit of a sheen to it. And yep.
Smoky.
So you got that going for you, Jordan.
Right on, Jordan. Thank you. Yeah, I emailed him and just kind of asked him what it was like up there. I didn't know who the hell he was.
Jordan, I'm reading this, I'm going,
is that Jordan Blackson? Because I didn't put his last name in the story. So I was, sorry man, for calling you out on the radio. But anyway, yeah, he was just relating to his where he lives up in Anchorage, and you know that it's a great place to ride. Obviously, that a lot of people ride up there, and they got all those great events. How bad could it be?
Jordan is my like my guardian angel. Whenever I go on that Speedway shop ride, I always say to him, "You're my lifeguard. You're my partner. You're the one that's gonna make sure that I have a proper burial." He's like, "I got you, man."
Right on.
So, who's the Ice Beard champ, Sven?
You know, there was a lot of great beards, and I didn't necessarily pick them based on any criteria other than I like that one right there. That's pretty nice. So, our grand champion is Robert S.
No way.
Yes, he's our grand prize winner, and he's cool. Going to get a bunch of cool fat biking stuff, including two Surly Nate 3.8 ultralight tires, a Surly t-shirt, styling hip flask, all Surly. This was a Surly thing.
Should we try and call him?
We should try and call him.
All right.
Let's see if we can do that right now.
Let's summon a witch. Bring me a witch with telecommunication skills.
Oh, she left. She actually went home. Well, wait, no.
You can tell when she just leaves the building.
Thank you for calling Eric's in St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood. For store location and hours, please stay on the line. To speak to someone in sales, please press 5. To speak to someone about service or parts, please press 6. We're located at 2191 Ford Parkway.
Hey, Eric's Bike and Board. This is Galen. How can I help?
Hi. Is Rob available?
Just a moment.
Thank you.
See, now this is where we should have video.
Thank you for holding. This is Rob. How can I help?
Hey, Rob. It's Sven and Gomez from Fat Bike Radio. How are you doing?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Great. Do you have just a minute or so to take a little chat right now?
Absolutely.
Right on. Well, you are our 2015 Ice Beard contest winner.
Hey.
Dude, you win a live Bengal tiger.
Yeah, congratulations, man. I just wanted to, you know, check in with you and see, you know, what you think about that.
That's pretty awesome. I just got my new Bengal tiger cage, so it'll be perfect timing.
No, April Fools, dude. You win some sweet ass tires and a shirt and
a flask
and a
Bengal tiger paw, just not the whole actual cat. Right on. So you work at Eric's up there in Minneapolis, correct?
Yeah, I'm at the St. Paul store.
Right on. So, you know, we're a little familiar with Minneapolis, but tell us what your scene's like up there these days, fat bike-wise.
It's pretty amazing. The Fat Boy, we sell mainly the Specialized Fat Boy, and that was pretty close to our number one bike last year. Which for a bike shop to have a $2,000 bike be their number one bicycle is unheard of.
Like including against Trek Madones, you're Specialized, but against other categories of bikes, you're saying you sold more fat bikes?
Dollars wise, wow. The Specialized Fat Boy is the bike that we sold the most of.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, what does that say about fat bike? You know what I think? I think it's just a fad.
Yeah,
I think you guys are all buying into a big
farce. Blogger this week actually published a freaking story that said, "Are fat bikes just a fad?" It's like,
it Googles really well, man.
What?
Well, yeah. So Rob, thanks very much for participating in a contest. It was a really sweet beard. Nice and symmetrical. It's got good accumulation on it.
These are classical freestyle rules.
Yes. Applied. Yeah, no, I think if you would have been down here for the beard contest and walked on stage with that, you definitely would have gotten first place because that's great. So what does it actually take to, you know, get that much ice on your beard? How are you riding a daily commute, or was that after a pleasure ride, or how'd that come about?
That was after I lead a Wednesday night ride after I close up my shop. So we leave out of the shop at 8 o'clock. We ride for an hour to an hour and a half, and that was as I was pulling into my apartment. snapping a quick shot after that. So wow. What it takes is being sort of out of weight or out of shape and overweight.
Don't know anything
really
about
hard
that.
For an hour and a half.
That sounds a lot like how I get mine, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Hard work, right, man.
Well, thanks for being on the show, and don't take any wooden gnomes.
And
very good.
You want to check in some other time, give us a shout.
Oh, yeah, don't be a stranger.
818-918-BIKE.
Thank you, fellas. Have a good night.
All right, man. Have a good night, you too.
Bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio. Radio.
Somebody's calling us at our radio program.
What's up?
Wow, a radio program.
Yes, it's a welcome from said radio program.
Sweet. I think I got the wrong number. I was trying to order pizza.
We do pizza.
Yeah.
You want like deep dish? Go to Chicago. We got.
Yeah. Do you guys have tube steak? You guys make that?
We've had tube steak. I don't know if we make it.
I just heard Gomez makes the best sausage. I don't know.
Very well. So who do we have on the line?
This is John Wayne.
Hi, John. Pleasure to have you calling in.
No, it's Tupper up in Fairbanks, Alaska.
I kind of give it a guess judging by your phone number, but you know what? We got a lot of friends up in Alaska for some reason. I don't know. Lots of friends.
Yeah, there's only like five of us that have phones, though, so it can't be that many people.
So for those of you that don't know, those of you that don't get the internet, Tupper Becker is the purveyor. He's what I like to call a bag slinger.
Bag slinger.
Which means he spends half of his damn life handcuffed to a sewing machine, and that's where one hand is. We don't know where the other hand is.
Yeah, he's multidextrous, I understand.
Yeah,
but
I'm the bag slinger. That's why all the sausage jokes. I get it. I know what you did there.
See? Yeah, we didn't even know we were doing it, and we did it.
It's a reciprocal process, much like sewing a bag.
So good.
We sew it inside out. So, my man, how's it going?
Or tuck it between your legs.
This is getting dirty.
Let's get serious. This is a mom and pop podcast here. Like, you know, we got kids listening.
Hey, Ma.
How you doing? I don't know.
Sorry, kids.
We're just
Uncle Tupper made me lose my sense of decency.
This is a family show.
So, Tup, my man.
Oh.
I'm
chilling, recovering.
You just did your first White Mountains 100, right?
Yeah, my first century on snow. Never done bike races on snow before.
What was your experience like?
I've done like the Seattle to Portland, but never like as a racer. I'm not that guy. I don't have that kind of DNA. Uh-huh. I'm 5'10", 180 when I'm in shape. So, yeah. But I went straight from the sewing machine to the bicycle with, like, 4 hours of sleep. And I was like, all right, let's go ride our bike. This is going to be dumb. And we'll finish, hopefully. And we did. And,
right on.
Everything worked out.
That's it's no small accomplishment, that's for sure. What was the course like? How did you fare during the actual ride itself?
The conditions were pristine, just like they were last year. I mean, all the super bionic athletes like Tim and Josh and Heath and all those other cool guys, they all did it in like 8 hours, but that'd be expected because, you know, they're awesome. But the conditions are just perfect. It's, you know, it's melting a little bit during the day, and then it freezes at night, and it compacts, it makes it brick hard. It was great till about 42 mile, and then we had to walk a little bit. It was a little punchy, a little bit of, you know, mashed potato snow. We ended up pushing up probably around 7 miles total at the top of the pass and then up the wall. But God, you couldn't ask for better race conditions, and it is such a good vibe. And after all the races I've ever done, like, that thing is spot on with all the race checkpoints. Like, the volunteers there and people at headquarters,
the most professional, like, yeah, nicest people, just helping you out, helping you succeed, you know.
Killer,
they
man.
Drop a dick joke and make you laugh. Yeah.
So we're going to fit right into that. We're
awesome people.
We're actually allegedly going to do a checkpoint at the ITI next year, so we'll try to bring some levity to that event. But it sounds like maybe White Mountains is right up our ballywick.
Oh yeah,
there. Yeah. Oh, I think you guys would fit in swell at the ITI.
As long as I don't have to ride 100 damn miles, I'll fit in just fine.
Yeah. So at the last 20 miles legs, there was a. I think it was either Heather or Jeff Oatley or one of those elite super ninjas. They left a little bottle of Fireball,
oh, nice.
Like on the trail for us. No one picked it up, and I found it and slammed that thing, and
right
that
on.
Gave me the juice I needed to break my record or something. I don't know.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be a blast.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
The pictures I saw looked like you were. At the end of your rope, but also probably one of the happiest times of your life.
Oh, you know, I felt good, and my mom showed up with like two big cheeseburgers, and I felt awesome. I bonked at 80 mile, but I felt great, and like I'm like yesterday, my legs are a little bit sore, but that's to be expected, you know. I feel great, and my buddy Chris that I rode with, like he's feeling super ninja, and he came over today, and. For a couple of like old fat guys that are out of shape and haven't ridden their bike nearly as much as they should, like we're doing pretty good. So
nice.
Right, all on. Good.
Very good.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Tupper Becker, everybody, from
Becker.
Tupper Becker, ladies and gentlemen. He makes bags and such.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of bags, Tups, you know, they got that old Van Halen getting back together this year. Are they gonna make it up to Alaska?
I know, I saw that last night. I don't know, was it one of those talk shows.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't know. I need to do that.
I remember you did a couple bags with kind of the old
one yesterday.
Yes. For that theme on the bag.
It's Jeff Gilmore and
yeah.
And Greg.
Yeah.
Greg Mattis too. The little Van Halen.
Closet Van Halen fans.
In their blood.
I'm zenning them to come to Summerfest on July 4th, which is my birthday, because they have a date on the 5th in Seattle, but they're not playing on the 4th. I'm saying they should show up at Summerfest. So, anyway.
Where's Summerfest?
Summerfest is like a big music festival in Milwaukee. It's
the center of the universe, man, is Milwaukee.
The Rolling Stones are opening the thing this year. I mean, this is a big deal. It's like 12 days or something.
Wow. Just
like four good stages of music. Not good bands on every single stage all the time, but there's a lot of good stuff there. It's been going on since like 1975. If you're from Milwaukee.
I was like -5 then. That was a good year.
Yeah. Right on. That's about when I graduated from high school is when he was born.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Disco was big.
Disco was big back in the day.
But isn't disco big everywhere?
It's back.
Dude. Yeah, we were all dancing.
Oh, baby, it's back.
On the show.
Back on
it's
the show.
It's a radio show. That
don't talk to me.
On.
I'm going to whatever anymore.
So check out...
Well, thanks for letting me be on, guys.
What's the name of your Becker Precision Sewing Ninja?
Beer drinking? Precision beer drinking?
Well, no, what's your URL for your site? For people to find you on the web.
No, oh, it's BeckerGear.com, but we just bought Fat Bike... Bag for fatbikeframebags.com also.
Oh, nice. Oh, good.
So
one
gonna,
that'll help your SEO out quite a bit there, sir.
Oh yeah, I gotta get situated. I got some friends at QBP and they said they're gonna help me out and getting started maybe, and I know some people, so hopefully big things are in the works. And
sounds good, man.
Hey, get a bag from this guy. You could say, hey, I got a bag before Becker became
Becker
Esquire. Before you sell out like all the other big guys.
Beckermarts.com.
Available at your local Pedro's gas station.
Yeah. All right. Peace
Take
out.
Take care, guys.
See ya.
Thanks,
later,
man. Talk to you later.
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Every time I'm looking for the preferred nomenclature, I listen in to Gomez and Sven on Fat Bike Radio. Nomenclature.
We now are entering...
the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. So we
did you guys know that Van Halen's touring this summer?
I heard that.
And if they come to, if they came to Summerfest
with David Lee Roth,
With the but no, Michael Anthony, just Wolfgang.
Yeah,
is on the bass.
Oh,
but well, yeah, they got Diamond Dave.
Or no, that's Wolfgang is
Eddie's son. Yep.
So that's pretty
epic. Yeah, yep. I think their Chicago date is the same as the Riverwest 24.
Did you hear the Lollapalooza lineup? Ooh la la! There's a couple bands that actually an old fart like me want to go see.
Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing.
God forbid, though, they'd have to parachute me into
Dallas. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I just look at the pictures of the crowd going.
It's just the traffic. It's just like, how it's only, 90 miles away, but how many hours would that take? to get there. Oh, my God.
The Stones are coming to Summerfest, too. They're opening Summerfest.
Prima Nocta.
The front section seats are $425 face value.
Wow.
Not some inflated price. I saw them already offered for $2,300 on Scalpers. Wow. I'm like, man, you could get a good fat bike for $2,300.
Well, I know. Lawn seating. Can I get my free lawn seating?
$94.
$94 for lawn?
When we go to the old folks' homes, there's going to be some really good Stones cover bands.
Yeah.
That should be the same thing, like 70-year-olds playing rock and
roll. Well, they'd been playing Stones covers for 40 years. They almost might as well just be the Stones, right? And you can see them for like free at your old folks' home.
There you go.
Yep, that's what I'm waiting for. I don't think I'm going to go see the Stones here unless somebody wants to benefact me a couple of tickets to this mofo.
Well, I'm
who else can we insult on this damn show?
What is that? It starts on a Wednesday?
What did I do now?
Well, I might have to go for
the Rolling Stones.
Might have to go for a bike really ride around, I don't know, about 8 o'clock on Wednesday night of that week and just kind of hang out by the lighthouse.
Having to actually see them
prancing around like ballerinas.
Yeah, you know, if they had a fat bike on stage, though, trying to bring it back to the fat bike theme of the show, ladies and gentlemen, I think Keith could do a wicked wheelie on a fat bike.
Maybe. Maybe he should try and do a Keith Richards imitation of our new contest. Our new contest is going to be the radio promo contest. And we have some kick-ass prizes. First place.
What's a radio promo?
A radio promo is just a show where we broadcast them on every show.
Yeah.
It's just a short message.
Hi, my name's Ned Overend, and I listen to Sven and Gomez at Fat Bike Radio. This has been a very poor celebrity impersonation.
Right, exactly. So all you have to do is call our studio line when we're not on the air, or even when we're on the air.
Maybe.
Record what your radio promo would be.
Better include Sven Gomez and Fatbike.com or we'll cut you off so bad.
It's kind of like the Weekly Dose of Fat with Sven Gomez or Fat Bike Radio.
Yeah, we could do a Weekly Dose.
Those are kind of our two.
So when we put the story up, is it up yet?
It's not up
see
yet.
How much I pay attention to what's on our website? When you put it up, we could just have a couple of example things. Yeah. So you'll get the idea. Hi, my name's Kathleen, and I just love Fat Bike Radio.
We're going to run it
for Ethel, I don't know.
End of June, and then we're going to give away a framed carbon bike, or a framed carbon frame and fork, Alaskan carbon frame and fork.
Yeah. I took a picture of that thing this week for the contest. That thing is nice.
It is pretty nice.
I didn't drop it or anything.
That's good. and in second place...
I can if anybody wants me to drop it ahead of time, though. Maybe I could.
It's supposed to be really tough, according to our...
It seems real nice.
To our website.
The authority on all things fat bike. Fatbike.com. USA.
USA.
So if you come in second place, good over here in the USA. there's a second place too. What's that all about?
Two framed Minnesota folding bead tires.
Those are actually a pretty nice tire.
Like those tires.
Yeah, I did like those tires.
And in third place, a crappy set of steak knives. Unless one of our sponsors wants to pony up and give something to third.
Can you
place.
Still get steak knives at like Walmart or Costco that you could just? Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do that. Okay. Right. So the last place after all the prizes that get into this contest, when it's there's no more prizes left,
is a set of steak
knives. It could be seventh or eighth place. You never know. But it's going to get a set of steak knives.
With real human bone handles.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be weird.
So they make a radio promo. I think it's a great idea.
Well, I have a friend.
Who had that idea?
I have a friend. I believe that was maybe... No, it was in my notes somewhere. I think that might have been me.
Might have been you.
I have a friend, Ryan Tengi's like Gnome Fest cousin. He does a perfect Marvin the Martian.
Do you need a cough freaking button over there, mister?
I'm coughing the whole time.
I know.
And then you cough one time.
You get called out onto the plank right quick there, mister.
So anyway, my buddy Ryan Tengi does this Marvin the Martian. In my head, he calls, he does that, and he wins a prize, dude, because it would be so kick-ass.
Oh, for the promo in the Martian, what was his name?
Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. Our buddy out there, Ogden Way, Mr. Mark Peterson, he had a...
He had a Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian Moonlander, I believe it was. Yep.
He's on his second Moonlander.
He's a fat bike, a freak. Hey, Mark. Thanks for being our buddy here at fatbike.com.
Hey, we got a shout out to Mark there in Ogden, Utah.
Yeah, Mark. You know, some of our stories come from Ogden, Utah on the links this week. I think that the guys at the Fat Bike Brigade out there went on some backpacking adventure.
Oh, it looked pretty cool.
Yep.
24-hour overnight deal.
Right, up into what they call the Black Dragon Wash, which I must admit I'm not exactly familiar with that particular spot, but I know the Front Range pretty well, and that's a nice area to ride up into.
It looked badass.
The Wasatch Front, I think they like to call it.
Indeed.
Yeah. What else we got in these linky thinkies here?
There's my little rant about bloggers that are still pondering... Hey, are fat bikes a fad? Well, they've been around for 10 years.
Maybe. Hello.
You think they'll be, you think, look, 10 years in your future. See fat bikes? I do.
Yeah, it's well, Rob up at Eric's was very emphatic that it's not a fad.
And, you know, it's just the evolution of the mountain bike.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Speaking of mountain bikes, we're moseying out in a week and a half to... some kind of animal sea thing.
Oh, I've never seen a sea otter. I'd like to go play with a sea
otter. Sometimes there's just tons of them sitting right up on the beach. That's making cool. A bunch of racket. Nipping at your heels. Trying to eat your popcorn.
We're going to go see...
We'll have a day to sightsee-ish.
Yeah. Just the course, 10 minutes where everything is happening is going to be pretty beautiful. So, and we're going to have warm weather. It's going to be a true spring break.
And
Sven and Gomez go to Cali.
Yeah, we're going to Cali. And we have a little bit of premonition about what we might see out there. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be stuff to report, I guarantee. And we're going to be doing some videos and,
we got some big ideas about.
Yeah, big ideas.
Like so, and we already have some things set up with Turner and Foes and Rocky Mountain.
Not that those guys are introducing anything new per se.
There's going to be lots of new stuff there. Oh, yeah. That is going to be just
absolutely. There's a lot of movement in the market right now.
Yeah,
I dig it. So it's worth traveling out there. Just well, besides it's a cool place, but I'm still not 100% sure this is a real story. But King Creek makes pogo sticks.
Oh yeah.
Well, apparently they, at least from the story, they paired up with a company that already makes pogo sticks to do valving on the shock or something like that. So it's feasible. I just didn't get any, you know, confirmation that it's a real story and not just an April Fool's ruse.
It's an April Fool's story, dude.
Do you think? If it isn't, I can buy it. But if it is. I can buy it.
It sure sounds like an April Fool's story.
Have you ever seen those pogo sticks that are like wicked bouncy?
We're of contemporary age. We had more than one pogo
Not
stick.
Not that in, one. The new ones where they can go like 20 feet in the air. They got this massive air. Anyway, so could be an April Fool's joker that could actually be working on pogo stick shocks. I don't know.
I think Spud got duped. We'll revisit that next week.
Yeah, I did catch a couple that I was like, well, that's plausible. And then I'm like, nah, come on now, no way. but I'm gullible as all hell too. So
you know what song I really like is Semi Rad, just because that name is just so badass. Just like Semi Rad.
You know, you know how bad that is. It's Semi Rad.
Well, they brought out this PBJ thing, and I'm one. That's now my thing.
The hell's a PBJ?
It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You gotta Google.
Are you sure this isn't an April Fool's joke? Yeah,
you have to Google the recipe. And I found the recipe for toast. It's actually
try good. PBJ on toast.
Oh,
combine wow. Those two. It'd be like,
I'm a Catherine Clark's wheat bread fan for my peanut butter and jelly yeah. sandwiches. But it's been getting smaller over the years.
PBJ and go ride your bike for the bulk of the day, right? And that's a good idea.
Sure. So,
I've been trying to take my bike out and do the thing, Mark Cyrex thing from the River Bottoms, that story he did for us, and go shop, go to the grocery store, buy some groceries, go out to the woods, cook it.
Eat the groceries.
Eat the groceries. Ride around.
Go to Gilly's and have a custard for dessert.
Come back home and let the dogs out.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that the thing about all those treats is you earn them if you're going to do a decent ride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every one of these beers is a mile.
Right.
And every square of the chocolate is,
well,
5 miles.
I need another one of those, actually. Let me try the milk chocolate version of this. Give the, do we have the, did you have the dark? Give the dark chocolate.
Oh, I couldn't possibly. Hands up. Oh, no,
I'm totally a milk chocolate dude. Unless you put chilies or something in there, then...
There's chilies and cherries in their beer. I just dropped them in there. You didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's still good. Even, 30 minutes later? Not bad.
Yeah, the beer through the molten chocolate on your tongue? Dude. This is what Jesus drank.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Check them out at surlybikes.com. That's it, man.
I know, we got through the whole thing.
Bye,
everybody. Au revoir.
But just watch the thing.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.